This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with his class. Very quick reminder that we're going to experience 0 degree weather on Thursday, just a couple days from now. At 30 degrees Fahrenheit, diesel fuel starts to gel. At 20 degrees, it does gel. When it gels, it does not want to flow. When it doesn't want to flow, it doesn't want to pump through your fuel system into your engine, whether it be a tractor or a truck. Now, some fuel stations will winterize the fuel. And what they do is they generally mix kerosene with diesel fuel to make it thinner so it's less likely to gel. Kerosene has zero lubricity, or darn close to zero lubricity, which is really rough on the fuel injection pump and the fuel pumps. So if you think you're going to have this problem, if it gels and it warms up, then it ungels. Okay. So, but if you're going to be traveling or if you need to start your tractor, here's what we're doing. We are adding one cup, about 8 ounces of gasoline, regular gasoline, to our full fuel tank in the tractor. Okay. And we make sure that we add it and we drive it around and mix it thoroughly, and it will condition the fuel so that it's less likely to gel. Now, gasoline doesn't have lubricity either. It's not good for the fuel pump. But if you have to operate your equipment, that's one way of ensuring that you're not going to get stranded from gelled fuel. Do not overdo it. If a cup is good, two cups is bad. Okay? So you might even want to try half a cup or 4 ounces to a full 15-gallon or so tank of fuel. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word you hear on the internet. Don't believe a word you hear in radio. Do your own research. Make sure you understand what you're doing if you do it. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to go into economics, and I'm going to go into healthcare, then I'm going to other categories if I have time. But don't you love all this global warming that they use terms like climate change now because they've been caught? Basically, folks, what this is, well, I'm looking at my thermometer outside right now. It's 3 degrees below zero. In the next 48 hours, we're going to be as low as 30 degrees below zero. So, obviously, this climate change propaganda is basically for more money printing, bailing out more banks and more big businesses, consolidating power, money, control for the elite against the people, bankrupting the 93% of wealth and having that money go to the top 1-2%. Look, we've proven all this thousands of times with economic information, with math, with science, with published articles in the public domain. This is all just another excuse to usher in tyranny and eliminate freedom. And this is why we talk about how everybody needs to be decentralized in every aspect of life. So going one last comment. When we accept the powers that be telling people, whether it be based on their group or institution or organization, or to create certain narratives, we cannot allow the bars of standards and qualifications for a job to be so low. Because people go into default mode. You've heard it a million times. Every 5 minutes on the mainstream media, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, conspiracy theorist, white supremacist. How can anybody be a white supremacist when they're just targeting the poor and middle class whites when Soros, Gates, Zuckerberg, the Rockefellers, to Rothschild. We've given. How can they literally practice white supremacy, hoard all the money, and call the little guy who's white, the poor and middle class, about 93% white supremacists? Think about how stupid they think you are, because they want you to go into default mode. When they get you into an emotional response, you stop critical thinking right there. It just stops. And basically, they use technology to basically identify. You're going to be in this slavery system, and they're going to steal your identity, your mind, your consciousness, your memory, your traditions, your culture, and they're going to assign you with a new one. All this technology, all this, the psyops, basically eliminates your knowledge and any chance of prosperity or a happy life, because it's about controlling you and managing you. I want you to remember that. Okay, I'm going to go back to published articles in the public domain, and I'm going to switch into economics. I know I got to move a little faster, but there's a big fat article here with a big fat picture of Ronna McDaniel's tenure, and they talk about, there's a lot of things they talk about, but this RNC, she's the head of the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, who happens to be Mitt Romney's niece, if those of you. Look, it's all the same people, folks, all of it. It just, it, you know, it's corrupt to the bone. These people didn't earn, don't earn their jobs. They get it through nepotism, connections, and what, based on what group they're in. And they're psychologically profiled to sell out the American people. That is it. So anyway, according to the FEC filings since 2017, and this is what you're paying for, taxpayers, the RNC spent money, $3.1 million on private jet services, $1.3 million on limousine chauffeur services. I'm reading the list here, folks. I'm not making this stuff up. $17.1 million on donor mementos, $750 on floral arrangements, $80,000 plus on alcohol, $400,000 spent on event tickets and entertainment activities like private boxes at the Las Vegas Raiders game, Broadway shows, Madison Square Garden, Top Golf locations. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, folks. This is how corrupt the whole system is. No one is doing their job. Okay, I'm going to speed it up here, folks, because and reduce my comments, because I want you to get this information. And I'm looking at the clock, and it's going fast. Central banks race to implement new digital currencies as cities activate smart infrastructure. Look, this 5G and smart, this, it's basically used to hijack this nanoparticle technology. It is hijacking the human genome. Karen Kingston has the patents. This is a bioweapon, and 5G and fiber optic network activates this AI technology. This is, I'm paraphrasing her. Frequencies activate this quantum dot technology. Go to KarenKingston.net, do your homework. This targets the brain, the hearts, the lungs. It's even activated by LED lights. Her solution is to take down all 5G and fiber optics everywhere. Everything should be banned with, to do with COVID technology, no funding, no testing. It's an AI bioweapon. I am paraphrasing Karen Kingston. She is a national treasure. She should be protected. Man, okay. So moving on here. See, it's so hard for me not to go into tangents. U.S. vegetable prices increased by a whopping 38% in November. Yeah, and the Biden administration says no problem with inflation. It's all under control. Yeah, it's under control if you're in the top few percent. Next, household wealth plummeted by $13.5 trillion this year. And believe me, I could talk about each one of these for an hour. I don't have the time. Biden pledges $350 billion of your money to go to Africa, but nobody knows where the money's going to end up. You can't even make some of these articles up. Next. Conservatives blast sellout McConnell, upcoming sellout to Democrats on omnibus bill. Guess how much you're going to be spending, folks? $1.65 trillion in new spending for this omnibus bill. Yep. Next, Biden's sues Arizona for fixing the border wall. They're putting a bunch of containers on top of each other. That's how desperate they are. And Biden is going to sue Arizona. That's called treason. That's called being a traitor. Next, over 60% of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck thanks to Biden inflation. Last I read, it was 63% of you people listening are living paycheck to paycheck. Are you looking at how your money's being spent? Are you paying attention? Next, Biden State Department teams up with corporations to funnel refugees into American jobs. The government is teaming up with corporations to funnel refugees into American jobs. Are you hearing me? When I repeat myself, I'm not being condescending. Next, CBDC, that's a central bank digital currency, in 2023. The Federal Reserve is planning to implement a FedNow digital currency between May and July of 2023. Are you awake yet, folks? Next, the DOJ, outsourcing firm for Fortune 500 companies, hired foreign H-1B visa workers over qualified Americans. How many thousands of these articles have we given you? People are getting jobs based on what group they're in, on their nepotism connections. It's no longer earned. There's no more value. They have delegitimized work on purpose because they want to bring in MMT and UBI, which is modern monetary theory and universal basic income. So you can be controlled with robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and live a very short, terrible life. Next, 500,000 migrants crossed the U.S. border in 74 days. 74 days, half a million migrants. Are you listening? Next, where real wages are falling most sharply. Basically, across the country, when you hear the term real, folks, they're basically incorporating inflation to show that the increase in your paycheck or your paycheck in general is not holding any water because inflation is higher. More adult children are now living with the parents. Okay, I took a lot of these articles out. I deleted them over the break because of time. I'm going to switch gears, go back into healthcare here. Information you need to hear. I'm going to try and go as quickly as I can. German data analyzes, reveals data from health insurance shows 4 times increase in sudden deaths following COVID vaccine rollout. 4 times. For those of you, again, I appreciate you thanking me when you see me or you contact me. I do. I really do. But you gotta pass it forward. You gotta pay it forward. You gotta give this information that we give you. Read, research, and verify it. Learn for yourself and pass it on to other people. This is a time in history that we can't sit back and be complacent. We have to be proactive. Laissez-faire means that nothing gets done. Except the elite consolidate more power, money, and control. Okay. Boy, it's hard not to go off into tangents. Navy SEAL who became transgender is now detransitioning, warns gender ideology is a cult. Of course it is. Do you know how many articles have we given about suicide, about drug use from these poor people who've been basically brainwashed? Tons. Next, China gets a 0 score for safety standards inside BSL-4 lab. That's bio lab safety. And our powers that be are saying we need to be more like China.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So this class, I got a very quick question for Rich. Rich, we've generated less solar electricity in the last 6 weeks than we have in any six-week period over the last 5 years. Is the same true for you?
Absolutely. That's part of the geoengineering. It's all been admitted to.
Okay.
Do you remember Bill Gates?
Back to you.
All the interviews he said how he's going to try to dim the sun. You think this is by accident?
Yeah,
that's
working.
Why you need to get Dane Wigginton back on, Vince.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him in a few minutes. I'll let you know what happened.
Yeah.
Back to you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, I'm back into healthcare. Time's running low, so I'm going to try to limit my comments. Most of my comments are from previous articles published in the public domain. And when I talk about healthcare in any way, I want to give my disclaimer again. They're all published articles in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. Rich and Vince do not make any of this stuff up. Okay? I quote, I paraphrase past interviews and articles. Next, quote, hope you're sitting down for this. I'm not trying to be morbid. I cut my arm off last year, and it was the best decision I ever made, unquote. The Huffington Post is pushing, quote, empowering elective limb amputation. The reason why I put this in here, folks, is because the powers that be are doing everything opposite of what should be done on purpose. Next, new junk study suggests people who refuse that COVID vaccines are at higher risk of track accidents, are pushing for higher insurance for the unvaxxed. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Do you know how many articles we've given of vaccinants, of people on cognitive decline who took this quote-unquote vaccine? Do you know how many articles we've given of cadavers and autopsies of spike proteins in the brain? Do you know how many of these articles? So what they do is they put out, again, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting. That's how they do it. And this is why there's no experts anymore. There's no official authorities. There are people who have been psychologically profiled to take the money of the blackmail for their own personal gain. That is it. That's what's left. That's why my little rant with Clarence Thomas this morning. Next. Ultra-processed foods cause cognitive decline and dementia, says study. We should all know that. Government of highly vaccinated Australia, ready for this? They're baffled by the incredibly high excess death rate in 2022. We have given so many articles of physicians and scientists and researchers who have basically said that their colleagues are not ready to give up their money, their job, their status, and they're just going along with it. Next, Vera shows 4,070% increase in miscarriages and stillbirth since mRNA rollout. And what's Vera's noted for, folks? I know this audience can answer that question. Vera's is most noted for that only 1% of negative results actually get published. 1%. I just wanted to throw that in there because I've given those published articles in the public domain before. FDA just approved the most expensive drug in the world, Hemgenix, $3.5 million per dose. Yep, it's about profit too, folks. Next, cancer is surging. Breast, colon, esophagus, kidney, liver, pancreatic rates explode. Why is that, folks? Why? Because when you take something that destroys your immune system, you're susceptible to anything and everything. Your immune system is dying if you've taken this. We've given the articles, tons of them, by physicians, researchers, and scientists. I don't make up a phrase. I don't make up a word because I've given thousands of these articles over the past 2 years. Next, the FDA has turned a blind eye to submission of fraudulent data on COVID injections, investigator reveals. Next, exposure to 5G radiation linked to depression and neurological dysfunction, says study. Next, lawsuit uncovers bombshell connection between the CDC and social media companies to bury COVID-19 truth from the public. Next, Governor DeSantis says COVID jabs being used by globalist elite to depopulate the planet, unquote. We'll be right back.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Winter weather will hinder holiday travel plans across the United States this week. Some will begin spreading snow through the northern Rockies today and start heading east. Meteorologist Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell on the big storm moving into Nebraska today.
Coming to Nebraska by tomorrow night, for instance, you'll be getting 0-0 visibility, temperatures below zero, winds gusting 40-50 miles an hour.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts on Monday temporarily halted the end of Title 42 policy that allows the United States to expel migrants from the southern border. Roberts issued the administrative stay pending the High Court's decision. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says they're already seeing 2,500 people a day cross into the USA illegally.
And that's 150,000 coming through in a single month, and that's where the federal government and the state will need to help us.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich, I called Dane Wigington during the break, and I left him a message, and let's see if we can get him on the air. Great suggestion. Please continue.
Thank you, sir. Okay, in case you didn't hear during the commercial break, folks, I might have been interrupted, but Governor DeSantis says COVID jabs are being used by globalist elites to depopulate the planet, unquote. Who's been saying all this for 2 years now, folks? Who? The independent media. And we use experts. We don't use bought and paid for propaganda. Next. Hospital homicide is the title of this article. Newborn baby dies from huge blood clots. Newborn baby. Following pre-surgery transfusion of COVID vaccine T tainted blood. I wish I had more time, but as you can see, as I run out of time, my comments get shorter because of time. Shocking data shows a 4,800% increase in U.S. vax deaths. Hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations from COVID-19 jabs. Next, Biden claims transphobia is the same as racism and anti-Semitism. Calls for doctors of trans children to be protected. You can't make this stuff up, folks. With all these poor kids being coerced into doing this, all the drug use, all the suicide attempts, unbelievable. Next, Canada's health director, you're going to love this one, folks. And I'm being facetious here. You shouldn't. I'm not trying to be funny. This isn't funny. It just confirms what's been happening. Canada's Health Director of Parliamentary Affairs, who led Canada's response team to COVID-19 and vaccine rollout, just died at 35 years old. Remember the number one cause of death in Alberta? Unknown. Unbelievable. Next, Moderna and Merck announced new cancer vaccines. Haven't you noticed, whether it be for blood clots or whatever it is, the powers that be who are creating the toxic poison are supposedly making money now off of possible, and they never use the term cure, they just manage the symptoms for profit. Next, you're going to love this one. A lefty at Reddit, I want to quote, "I really hope we don't find out it is the vaccines dropping us like flies, or it will destroy trust in science for generations." You can't make up this kind of stupidity, folks. You just can't. All right, I'm going to go into, I'm just going to give as much information as I can. I'm going to rattle things off because you need to hear it. Sam Bankman-Fried spent $256 million on illegal FTX funds on 35 Bahama luxury homes. So you don't need to work anymore, folks. All you got to do is be willing to money launder and give a bunch of money to the Democrat Party and the rhinos. And speaking of, McCarthy used FTX cash to defeat conservatives in 2022. If he becomes speaker, it's game over. Next, Twitter files. Twitter employed gang of spies leading up to the 2020 election. How the heck is every judge in this country not doing their job? Why don't you make one of my dogs a judge, for crying out loud? From the 2020 election on, it should be null and void. Redo. What a joke. What a joke. Next, will Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg go to prison for lying to Congress? Before I answer that, let me give you the next article. Kamala Harris is saying, "I'm going to require tech to work with us for security in our democracy." So basically, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg won't go to jail for lying to Congress. You and I would. But if she's going to basically, she's saying she's going to require the recruitment of big tech to work with them for security and democracy. They've been doing it for years. They're just going to put it in writing to give them more protection. And when you hear from anybody saying, "Oh, our democracy," it's a joke. It's another politically correct buzzword phrase. Okay, keep going faster. 2021, Maricopa audit proved after 3 days that the 2020 election in Arizona was uncertifiable. Next, the 2021 Maricopa audit was a crime scene after 3 days when every seal on every box was found broken before the review. Folks, they're just shoving it in your face. It's illegal across the board from every angle. They're not even hiding it anymore. Showing up with ballots from trucks, ballots under tables. Oh, my gosh. Leaked documents indicate over 300 members of Oath Keepers may be current or former DHS employees. Everything is fraud. Every everything. There's nothing about big corporations and government that's legit. There's nothing about judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers. Nothing is legit. Zero. I mean, not one thing. I can't. I'm talking one thing. I can't find one thing. Next. Arizona State Sonny Borelli lawsuit against Maricopa County includes evidence Maricopa performed illegal voter signature verifications. Next. AOC, I'm sure you've all heard about this from the, in this audience. AOC, she put together some climate change documentary. It bombed at the box office. You know how much it averaged? $80 per theater. I don't. Most movies sell more popcorn than that, averaging $80 per theater, because people knows exactly what climate change is. It's theater. It's propaganda, and they use your tax dollars to pull this crap off. You can't even make this stuff up. $80 per theater? Holy smokes. You can't. Can you even go to lunch anymore for $80 for two people? The next round of lockdowns is coming, and it's going to be for climate change. So no one believes it. No one's buying it. And now they're telling us they're going to have lockdowns because of climate change. You can't. It's unbelievable how stupid they think you are. Unbelievable. Next, drag queen invited to the White House by Joe Biden has a shocking record of promoting children's sex. You really can't make this stuff up. Newly released Twitter files prove former head of trust and safety, Yoel Roth, met weekly with FBI, DHS, and DNI. And you're telling me we have legitimate elections? Oh, my God. Please send me checks, folks. I'm going to send you back bridges. Next, former head of Twitter, same guy, Yoel Roth. The irony, Trust and Safety Division. He argued for children to have access to homosexual adult services. They're not even hiding it. They're just shoving it down your throat. Hey, the state's going to get rid of parental rights. The state's going to get rid of adult mutual consensual sex, which means rape and pedophilia is now okay. Oh, let's put mediocre men athletes in with female athletes, and that's one of my articles if I ever get to it. Cambridge Dictionary changes definition of woman to include trannies. I'm reading articles. Taylor Hansen of Tucker Carlson. No dads were at the Christmas drag show. Mostly single mothers who happen to be fat. Does that surprise you? False flag Fedsurrection in Brazil. Several imposters identified as they were caught on camera conducting terror acts dressed as Bolsonaro supporters. Does that sound familiar, folks? Like January 6th done here in the United States? Next, Musk releases proof Trump was censored on Twitter thanks to pressure from his own government agencies. 2020 elections, if not 2018, everything should be done over, folks. Everything. It means nothing. There's no credibility, no authenticity, nothing. 19 U.S. states launch investigation into BlackRock and Vanguard for embracing climate tyranny. All I hear is talk and investigations. Congress is useless. Useless. Time Person of the Year, Ukrainian President Zelensky just shut down the court that investigates corruption. I know it sounds like I'm trying to audition for a comedy show here, folks, but I promise you, these are all published articles in the public domain. State, we're unable to track cash, this is the state debt cable, and weapons given to Zelensky. All this money, all these weapons, all these cash that goes for certain benevolent whatever, they don't even track it. They can't. That's called money laundering, people. U.S. weapons for Ukraine go missing and are sold on the black market to terrorist criminal gangs and warlords. Unbelievable. Son of alleged Paul Pelosi attacker, David DePape, or DePop, alleges Pelosi was holding DePop as a sex slave. So, basically, is Nancy people. That's what all the comments of these articles say. It's not Rich saying this. This is a published article in the public domain. Next, Biden just dumped, dumbed down the U.S. citizenship test. How many thousands of pieces of information have we given to our audience around the world, not just in the U.S., proving how they're distracting, dumbing down, and divide and conquering the people? Next, Elon Musk reacts after American First Legal uncovers damning evidence revealing a secret Twitter partner support portal. Again, the 2020 elections and the most current is should be illegal. Where are the judges? Clarence Thomas, is the Supreme Court just collecting money? Is every government employee a welfare recipient? The people want to know. California Democrats are handing out cash to everyone except white people. No, except to poor and middle-class white people. The Hunter Bidens, the Mitt Romney's nieces and sons, the Nancy Pelosi's sons, they get jobs that they didn't earn through nepotism connections. They're already millionaires from the womb. The people who aren't getting anything are the poor and the middle class whites, especially white male, especially if you're heterosexual, especially if you're Christian or have a Christian name. Next, FBI accused of cooking the books to reclassify January 6th man hours as international terrorism for congressional funding. They're using these poor people again so they can get more money. Next, Maxwell docs unsealed. Epstein victim claims she has Epstein blackmail videos that expose the wealthy elite. Stop talking about it and show it. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Richie Vince with us. Rich, you mentioned the cancer rate has exploded. Class, I just want you to know that one of our instructors, Rich, met him. He came out to Rich's house, lived in Missouri, right down the road from us in Missouri. His name is Stuart. He was jabbed. The VA recommended that he be jabbed. He followed his doctor's recommendation, got jabs. He got sick, and ultimately very, very quickly died of pancreatic cancer. And cancer was throughout his body, and he went very, very quickly. So what I'm doing is I'm adding an exclamation point, a very sad one, to what Rich had mentioned. So does it hit home? Yes, it hits home. And I'm sure that you know people in your family and extended family that have been taken out by the jab. It's a crime of the highest order. Rich, back to you.
Vince, believe me, I've mentioned this in front of you and when I'm monologuing. I hate doing this. I hate it. But I know I'm saving a lot of lives because I've been told so. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm looking to wake people up so they can take information and save lives themselves. America world's not going to get through this, folks, if you're going to stick to what your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We need to be American. We need to be human. We need to speak up and not sit on the sidelines. You want to say something, Vince?
A couple quick comments, very short. I believe you mentioned that the alternative media, the independent media, has mentioned that this was a bioweapon 2 years ago. Here at USA Prepares, we mentioned it 3 years ago, right here. Class, and what I'm finding out as I listen to the news, I don't listen to the television news, but every once in a while I happen to hear the news across the Internet. And we're ahead of them. USA Prepares, pretty much on everything they talk about, we are way ahead of them in the news cycle. We are alerting you before it becomes mainstream media, way before. It could be as little as a few days. It could be as much as years. Back to you.
Well, Vince, you know that I have not wavered from day one on the vaccine data, and I've added to it quite a bit, and I'm hoping that our audience has benefited from that. Okay, I'm going to give a few more articles here. We're down to seconds here, folks. That poll about Elon Musk stepping down, apparently a bunch of fake votes just appeared. So everything is fake. Everything. The FBI paid paid $3.4 million in U.S. tax dollars, that's your money, folks, for administrative costs related to the staff's time spent working with the FBI. You can't even make this stuff up. Cash Patel says, same crew at the FBI and the DOJ running Russiagate or running the censorship program with big tech against mega Americans. Folks, again, 2020 on, the vote should be null and void. All of the so-called elections, null and void. Fed Philly admits Biden's Bureau of Labor Statistics overstated U.S. job growth in 2022 by at least 1.1 million. It was actually like 10,000, folks. Everything is a joke. Don't believe anything. If it comes from Washington and the mainstream media or any of the NGOs, organizations, institutions thereof, don't believe it. In fact, if you really want to try something, just believe the opposite. Go 180 degrees and you'll probably be better off. Federal Appeals Court rules against women, affirms policy of allowing transgender girls to compete on female sports teams in Connecticut case. Let me decode that for you, folks. What's a transgender girl? A biological male. How many articles have we given to you of mediocre, at best, biological male athletes competing against women, literally tearing them apart in competition, and in a lot of cases, even breaking records, and not by like a tenth of a second, that normally happens, by minutes, depending on what sport it is. Did you see, by the way, this, there was a video about this biological male playing volleyball and just crushed this poor girl's face. Just crushed it. Next. North Dakota Supreme Court rules voter IDs are racist because minority groups don't know how to get IDs or something. Can you see the divide and conquer strategies? Can you see how you're being degraded? Can you see how they're literally, in every way, commenting how you can't compete because you come from a certain group? Next, Antifa terror cells found with bombs. And Bloomberg News headlines calls for climate terrorists to carry out, you're not going to believe this, climate terrorist destruction on infrastructure. You can't make this stuff up. Vince, we're no longer living in America. This is a different country. It's third world, banana republic all the way. Thank you, Vince.
Now, Rich, just in closing, I can't think of anything you said that's been wrong. In all the time that we've been on the air, you've been calling it right and right and right over and over and over. Rich, thank you so much. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.